Welcome again to our online service for January 9. My name is John Hill, and I'm one of the elders at Capital Community Church. It's been a real pleasure over the last several years for me and my family to be a part of this body. Hopefully, you are able to meet with a group of other CCC members today. We will be trying out a new format for the sermon this morning. It will look more like a Bible study than a typical sermon, with more opportunities for reflection and group discussion. We will be happy to receive feedback and suggestions on this new format at feedback@capitalcommunitychurch.net. If people like the new format, we will do more lessons like these on our scattered Sundays when small groups are meeting in homes. Let's pray as we get started today. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with open ears and open hearts, wanting to understand more about what it means to live for you. As we look at the story of King David, please reveal to us what is important as your Spirit works in our conversations. Thank you that we have your word to help us learn about your priorities for us as your children. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So last week we looked at 2 Samuel chapter 2. There we learned about what David did after Saul and Jonathan were killed, how David became the king of Judah, one of the 12 tribes of Israel, and how one of his followers, Asahel, made a fatal mistake in the battle with the army of Ish-bosheth, the king of all Israel. We talked about some priorities for God's people that will help us to abide in him, to remain in his will, to be people who have a heart for God, like David did. If we have the same priorities, perhaps even making them our New Year's resolutions, then we increase the possibility of a happy 2022 as God's children. The suggestions for achieving happiness through abiding in Christ are the following: prayer, praying regularly and seeking God's will for our decisions; obedience, following through with the actions God calls us to and living in accordance with God's commandments in the Bible; and worship, seeking God's glory above our own glory. This kind of worship can take many forms. It is not just singing and prayer. Our work can be worship. We can worship by loving others. We can worship by honoring God privately and publicly through our actions and words. The goal of our worship is to glorify God, and hopefully his glory will be made known to others as a result. If we make prayer, obedience, and worship our priorities, then we have created opportunities to God work in us and through us. This is what we've been created for. And when we live this way, there is happiness in our relationship with God and in our lives. Even when things go wrong in our lives, our relationship with God can remain the center of our lives and give us the strength and peace to cope with disappointments that will surely come. So today we will be looking at 2 Samuel chapter 5. Just prior to this chapter, some important events have happened. The conflict between the armies of David and Ish-bosheth, the king of Israel, and Saul's son, have continued, and generally, things are not going well for Ish-bosheth. As the war drags on, it is clear David will win. Abner and Ish-bosheth are ready to make a deal to make David the king of all Israel. But then Abner gets killed by Joab, one of David's men, who is seeking revenge for Abner killing his brother Asahel, which we learned about last week. And then, soon after that, Ish-bosheth is assassinated. So, as chapter 5 starts, there is no king of Israel. Things are very uncertain, and the people are looking for the security of strong leadership. Let's read in chapter 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In times past, when Saul was king over us, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. At Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and at Jerusalem he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. As you look at these verses, what evidence can you find of David being honored for his past and present actions? Can you find evidence of prayer, obedience, or worship on the part of David or anyone else? Take 2 minutes to discuss what you find as a group. Let's keep reading. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, "You will not come in here, but the blind and the lame will ward you off," thinking, "David cannot come in here." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David, and David said on that day, "Whoever would strike the Jebusites, let him get up the water shaft to attack the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul." Therefore it is said, "The blind and the lame shall not come into the house." Now that David is king of Israel in accordance with God's plan, is everything going easily for David as he establishes his rule? Why or why not? Take a minute to answer the question in your group. Just because God has blessed a course of action, that does not mean that the people taking action will have freedom from trouble and challenges as they work in agreement with God's will. Last week, we read James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Let's read it again. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And in John chapter 16, verses 1 to 3, we read the words of Jesus as he spoke to his disciples. He said, I have said all these things to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. And later at the end of that chapter in John 16, verse 33 says, I have said these things to you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Some people think that if something is difficult, or we encounter resistance or persecution, or even death, that we must have done something wrong, maybe even that God is punishing us. Do these verses support that idea? Take a couple of minutes in your group to answer these questions. Often, when we are following God's will for us, we experience a mix of hardship and confirmation that we are on the right track. Consider this confirmation that David received. And David lived in the stronghold and called it the City of David. And David built the city all around from the Millo inward. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, also carpenters and masons, who built David a house. And David knew that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. Has someone ever given you a message or done something for you that blessed you and gave you confirmation that you are acting within God's will? Take 5 minutes and have some meaningful discussions within your group. David had been living a life for the past 2 decades or so that was full of hardship and obstacles, even though Samuel had anointed him and told him he would be king when he was just a boy. His experiences with difficult situations and circumstances made him wise. God had a purpose for preparing David over time to be a wise king. Let's see how David handles a challenge from the Philistines early in his time as king of Israel. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. But David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand." And David came to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood." Therefore, the name of that place is called Baal Perazim. And the Philistines left their idols there, and David and his men carried them away. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "You shall not go up. Go around to their rear and come against them opposite the balsam trees. And when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then rouse yourself, for then the Lord has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines." And David did as the Lord commanded him, and struck down the Philistines from Geba to Gezer. What did David do that was wise in these verses? Are there any patterns that confirm our lesson from last week about how our happiness can be increased through prayer, obedience, and worship? Take a few minutes to answer these questions in your group. Let's take some time to reflect on how these ideas might apply to us in our own lives. Have you been doubting God's plan for your life? Have you wondered what He wants for you? Have you been experiencing a confusing mix of confirmation and hardship? Is it possible God has a purpose for you in this confusing mix? What steps might you take to make sense of it and experience the peace that Jesus says He wants us to have in John 16, verse 33? Pause your video and take as much time as your group wants to share with each other. Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus, for wanting the best for us. Sometimes you grow us through the testing of our faith by allowing us to experience hardship. Help us to keep our eyes on you in these times, to remain in prayer, to be obedient to your word and your call, and to worship you, seeking your glory above our own. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Today's message was a bit different in format, creating more opportunities for discussion. We would love to hear your feedback and suggestions about this format.